Oh, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, we are still having a special time with the Lord concerning resurrections from the dead. Today we are talking about the hope of the church, and I believe that is going to really be a big blessing to you. I'm being blessed, and I know you are being blessed as well. Well, I want us to continue what we're reading yesterday, but I want us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read from verse 12. The hope of the church. The Bible says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? There is the resurrection of the dead. If Christ has risen, okay, then there is a resurrection of the dead. It says, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you? Because there are some sections of believers who say that there is no resurrection from the dead. And that when you die, that is that there are other people in this world who believe in annihilation, you see. But there's nothing like that. You will live. We are going to live, you see. Those who have died in Christ are going to be there. They are going to live one day to come. He says, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Verse 13, 1 Corinthians 15, 13. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. He says, if Christ is not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is also vain, because we have faith in the fact that he resurrected. He came out of the grave. It's like I told you concerning Romans chapter 10. You see, the fact that we confess the Lordship of Jesus, we confess the fact that he's alive. That's what gets us born again. You see, it says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God. I will be a false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. We are yet in our sins. Amazingly, because you see, we died with him. The Bible says that Christ was delivered on account of our offenses. That is in Romans chapter 4, verse 24. It says he was given on account of our offenses, and he was raised on account of our justification. So our justification is in the fact that he was raised from the dead. So if Christ just died, then we died in sin, yes, and we are yet still in our sins. But if we believe the fact that he was raised from the dead, which actually happened, like I showed you yesterday, then he says that our faith will not be vain. Hallelujah. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are falling asleep, or which are dead in Christ, are perished. Then he says, and if in this life, verse 19, I like it so much, it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If only in this life, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. You see, there's a hope of the church. There's a hope of the church. You see, when you read in 1 Corinthians 13, 13, the Bible says that, and now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. You see, faith is responsible for salvation of the spirit. You see, because you believe, we have faith in Christ. We have faith in his resurrection. We have faith in his death. We have faith in his burial. We have faith in his resurrection. Even though we're not there, we believe that it actually happened. It happened because God has given an account of himself. The Bible says that let God be true and let all men be liars. So if God has said it, then it is true. You see. So we believe in what God has said concerning his son through faith. And that saves our spirits. You see. And love saves our souls. You see, there's a salvation of the soul. I remember doing a series on spiritual maturity. It has to do with the salvation of the soul. You see. The measure of your maturity as to whether your soul is saved to the measure that God wants it to be is dependent or is measured in love. Hallelujah. Your spiritual maturity is measured in love. When I was treating the prayers of the Spirit, I mentioned it. The fact that as you grow in love, you're actually growing in the Lord. Your soul is being transformed. Your soul is being saved. But there's a salvation of the body as well. There's a salvation of the body. That is our final redemption. Our spirits are redeemed. Our souls are being redeemed. Our bodies will be redeemed. Or our spirits are saved. Our souls are being saved. Our body is going to be saved one day. Hallelujah. There's a salvation of the body. And what causes or what aids in the salvation of the body is hope. So faith is for the salvation of the spirit, love is for the salvation of the soul, and hope is for the salvation of the body. Hallelujah. There's a hope of the church. And that hope of the church is the hope of resurrection. There's a hope that one day, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Paul said that I cannot wait to be clothed. I cannot wait to put on the body that I have, the building that I have in the heavens. Hallelujah. This is our testimony. This is why we are living. You must live with this in perspective. You must live with this in mind. The fact that one day you are going to be clothed. You are not going to die. You are not going to perish and leave and evaporate into the sky. People don't just evaporate into the sky. I'm going to treat the two types of resurrections with you. People don't just evaporate into the skies. No, it doesn't happen like that. People are resurrected. People are brought back to life. And as a believer, you're going to be brought back to life one day. And this is the hope. It says, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, then we have all men most miserable. We have all men most miserable. Thank God that it's not only in this life that we have hope. We have hope in the fact that very soon, one day, if we are out of this body, one day we shall put on another body, a spiritual body, a heavenly body, a glorious body. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.